Let's go.
It's time.
Afternoon Delight.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Woo! Woo!
Let's do it.
For Millie.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Greg.
Tart it up.
And Lexi.
Festival say that. Woo!
Oh, they're a bunch of idiots.
Hey, podcasters, it's Letzy from Millie, Greg, and Letzy. Today on the show, we took your confessions on what you've stolen, and we measured our faces to find out whose face will fit the most sticky notes. But up first, former Disney star Bella Thorne has won an award on her birthday, but you won't believe what for. This is the Millie, Greg, and Letzy podcast.
Next!
Disney actor, former Disney actor Bella Thorne has just received possibly the best birthday present ever, possibly the worst birthday
present ever.
Happy birthday, indeed.
Happy birthday!
What's going on?
She won an award for something that I don't think I'm ever going to get an award for. I don't think I'm ever going to partake in this industry myself. What do you think she won it for, Letzy?
Well, she's a former, I don't know, like maybe...
Former Disney star?
I don't know. What does she do these days? She's pretty prominent on Instagram. Is there some sort of like Instagram influencer award or something like that? Or I don't know.
Nope, nothing to do with Instagram. I don't think this would be allowed on Instagram. Millie, you got any idea?
Well, if she's a former Disney actress, I'd say singing or...
She's not Miley Cyrus, no.
No.
She won an award. It was a Pornhub award. For her directing, not for her starring. For her directing.
So she didn't direct and star. She only was behind the camera.
Yes, she was only behind the camera for her X-rated film, Him and Her, which sounds like an artsy porno.
Sounds like a shit rom-com to me.
It just sounds like if you Google or if you search on Pornhub, Him and Her, that's just, you're just going to get, well, everything, aren't you?
Almost every video, yeah.
Almost every video. There's a couple that don't have a him and a her in there.
That's a really dramatic turn for a Disney former Disney actress. That's
well, you would think
puts
that
puts Miley
but,
to shame, really, doesn't it?
Well, okay. You've seen the film clip for Wrecking Ball, right?
Yeah, but porn, I reckon, is another.
If she hadn't directed that, I think she probably could have won herself a Pornhub award. It was on the border. This is becoming a pattern. What is Disney doing to these young girls? But anyway, she won it on her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Well, the crowd agrees.
That was her birthday present. What's the best birthday present you guys have ever gotten?
That's a very good question. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I'd have to say, a couple of years ago, I got a drum kit for my birthday.
A drum kit?
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's probably the most expensive thing, even to this day, I own, which I had to put money in for as well. But I guess I got
it. You bought yourself a drum kit?
No. Like, it was sort of like half and half.
You got half a drum kit for your birthday, and that's your best present?
Yeah.
Well, one drumstick.
It was a full drum kit, but it was split. When it was paid for, it was split.
Compare that to the dumbest smart person we know, our producer, Brooke. What she got for her 16th birthday? A 2-week trip to the US.
As you do.
For her 18th birthday, 20 grand. Which probably bought her another trip to the US.
Traveler.
What did she do with the 20 grand?
Probably another trip to the US. I tell you what, that blows all of my presents out of the water in just one
combined.
Hit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my 25 years of life, I've never gotten anything that good.
Okay, so
I remember getting excited about a bicycle and that it had tassels.
What normal people get for a birthday, not what producer Brooke gets for a birthday. I know one of my birthdays, we went shopping for a new fridge.
Next, the sweet spot.
How you doing? Driving home? Millie, Greg and Letzy, it's sunny outside. It's looking beautiful as we look out the window. Oh, it's just so good. Like,
Tell us how it looked, Letzy.
It looked fantastic.
Describe in vivid detail what you're seeing.
Well,
go deeper.
Look.
You're right, it does look great outside, but I just want to know where you're getting your facts from, mate.
Oh, mate.
You're lying to the people.
Before the show started, I was just outside and the sun felt fantastic, can I say? But something that doesn't feel fantastic is electricity bill shock. I recently got a bill which was much higher than I had anticipated, two and a half times my last bill. $381 it was.
I've got the power!
Yes, I did have power, indeed have power at the time, but...
That must be nice. I had no power the other night.
The strangest thing is that you wouldn't actually turn on lights, Letzy.
That's exactly right. So, I don't use lights because I am blind.
So your electricity bill is still lower than everyone else's, but 2.5 times your normal bill, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it looks like I'm not alone, though, because Energy Australia, one of the power companies here, have come out to apologise for not acting on a customer's multiple complaints on his bill. The guy was being overcharged a ridiculous amount, like over $5,000 more than he should have. So it's quite a charge, really. This has gone on for a while. Like, he's been issued several incorrect bills for a total of over $7,000.
Yeah, that's nearly $8,000.
It's so huge. I actually struggle to read that number.
Yeah, it's very big. But
let's see. Check your privilege. You're only being overcharged a couple of hundo. This guy's over by $8,000.
$8,000, but I don't know. Maybe being overcharged accidentally, which it looks like it was in this case. Maybe it's more common than we actually think.
Mm. We established last week that I don't actually check my bills. Maybe I should start.
Maybe you should actually look at your direct debits. Yeah, because it was direct debited out. But I'm going to chuck it up on socials. Have you been overcharged, or is it something that's happened to you, or you think it's happened? How about we investigate it? Have you received an incorrect super high bill? We're going to chuck it out on socials at Afters Radio on Instagram, Next Radio on Facebook. We're going to chuck it out because I reckon there's more people than just me and that guy who have got super, super high bills.
Millie, Greg and Letzi. Next.
A 14-year-old has stolen a Subaru and has been charged with theft after crashing it in Perth. Do you know what he crashed into?
What did he crash?
Lamborghini.
Okay.
Mate, you get that round the wrong way. You steal the Lambo, you crash it into the Subaru. That's just it's the logical way. At least you get to drive the Lambo in that situation.
Yeah, no, he definitely got it wrong. Absolutely. And am I right, he crashed into a police car?
As well?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't a police Lambo.
Oh, do they have them in Perth?
I don't think over in Perth. I think that's Dubai. They have Lamborghinis in the police force.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me.
So he's definitely stolen the wrong car. We can all agree on that. Lamborghini,
ride so quick, you would think I'm Houdini. Houdini?
He should have stolen the Lambo.
He's not quite Houdini. He didn't steal the Lambo. He stole the Subaru.
Well, he didn't get away with it.
Definitely got caught. Producer Brooke, as we all know, she is the dumbest smart person. She's been a very bad girl. Very, very bad. She once stole donuts from 7-Eleven when she realized she didn't have enough money in her account for the doughy goodness. She ran away with the donuts.
Bro,
aren't 7-Eleven donuts like super cheap as well? They're like 50 cents or something.
What'd she do with that $20,000 that she got given for her 18th birthday?
She spent it on donuts.
Well, obviously not, because she had to nick the donuts.
They ran out.
I think we need an intervention for producer Brooke.
On a number of things, but people steal stuff all the time. Like, it's usually nothing big, like a bloody car. Well, some people do.
Yeah, some 14-year-olds do, yeah.
But, yeah, in this case. But what have you stolen? 980-5667 is the number, because we want to hear your stories, because
if you've stolen a Lamborghini, definitely give us a call. I would like to talk to you.
Billy, Greg and Letzi.
Next.
A very, very bad 14-year-old boy has been on the loose. He's stolen a Subi and he's crashed into a Lamborghini and a police car.
Naughty
very,
boy.
Very bad.
Naughty boy.
Naughty boy. So we're
needs
asking
a slap.
You. Slap. You're going to go around
needs
and slap him.
Yeah.
Spanking.
Yeah. Some old school for that naughty boy.
We've asked the question, what have you stolen? And we've got some cracker replies.
Monty from Bondi, what have you stolen?
Well, when I was about 12, I used to love going and visiting my uncle because he put me in the spare room, and hidden in his spare room was his collection of classic Playboys.
Oh.
So,
like the magazine?
Yeah, the magazine. So what I used to do is when I go and stay the night, when mum and dad would go away and I'd stay the night and they babysit me, one or two of those classic Playboys might have come home with me. to the point that by the time the year was done, he only had three in his classic collection and he came looking for me.
They're probably worth quite a bit of money nowadays. You still have any of them?
No. Not in a state that I want to sell. Anyway.
Monty, what are you saying?
Can't sell a soggy
I'm just saying that over time, age degraded.
Are they well used, well thumbed books, are they?
Thumbed, that's the word, yep.
Thanks, Monty. Wow. Okay.
Very rude confession.
Naughty, naughty. Naughty Monty.
Don't want any of those used books off Monty. Jen from Kensington has called 980-5667. Jen, what have you stolen?
Well, this wasn't actually me, but I was with them at the time. It was so funny. We went into Bras and Things while I was out shopping with a girlfriend one day. And we were walking around afterwards. We'd done all sorts of things. And someone came up and tapped my friend on the shoulder. And she said, do you know you have a bra on your back? And she's like, yes, what? Anyway, what had happened was while we were in Bras and Things, she'd backed up against a rack and one of the bras and undie combinations got stuck on her jumper and she had no idea. And she'd walked around for about half an hour with some stolen bras and undies hanging off the back of her jumper.
Jen, tell us the truth. Tell us the truth. Did you know about it the whole time and you just let it go?
No, I honestly didn't. But my God, I have never laughed so much in my life.
Oh, Jen.
Amazing, amazing.
Next, the sweet spot.
Can you believe that song was 13 years ago, 2006? Scissor Sisters. I don't feel like dancing. You're on next, Millie, Greg, and Letzy driving you home.
Try to say Scissor Sisters five times really quick. Go.
I'm done.
We have Brooke in the studio, producer Brooke. She is armed and ready with weapons of rulers. Rulers as weapons, and she's heading for Letzy's face.
Is she really?
It's for a good reason, though. We need to find out who's got the biggest face out of the three of us. So Brooke is measuring Letzy's face right now across like the nose and everything.
Squishing his nose.
We need to see who has a big surface area.
24 centimeters on Letzy.
24 on Letzy. All right, I'll write that down. And the reason is we've found a record that we think we're going to break. Letzy.
A Guinness World Records, the most amount of sticky notes on a face.
In 1 minute.
In 1 minute.
We've got to beat 60. So we've got to get 61. Millie, how big's Millie's face?
It's close. It's 23.
Oh, 23.
Wait, I want to puff out my cheeks.
All right. I think Letzy's winning at the moment.
This obviously comes
how big is my face?
Oh, I reckon Greg has the widest face. Look at those big cheekbones.
I don't think I've got the widest face. Oh, my nose is being squashed. What have I got?
25.
Oh, great. So I've got fattest face. Thank you.
Okay, so we're sticking post-it notes on your face, Greg.
Well, have we worked out? Do I have to stick it to myself or does someone else stick it to me? Brooke, do you know the answer to that question? Did you research it?
Yeah, so someone's got to stick it to you.
Someone sticks it to me. Okay.
Can I be that person? I want to stick it to you, Greg.
Look, to be honest, I think if Letzy tries to do it, I'm going to get fingers in eyes and I'm not loving that idea. Sorry, Letzy.
That doesn't work for you? Fingers in the eyes?
No, not one of my things.
Next, the sweet spot.
Greg is a guy...
Yes, I am. Thanks, Letzy. I am a guy.
Instead of having celebrity photos on his wall, he had something else. Do you want to say what you had on your
wall? I do not have spreadsheets on my walls.
You had
that is a ridiculous insinuation.
You love spreadsheets, don't you?
I may have had it as a background on my computer screen, yes.
Today is World Spreadsheet Day, and we know that Greg loves spreadsheets like he loves nothing else.
Yeah, it goes family, boyfriend, spreadsheets.
You froth in that spreadsheets.
Order. Yeah. Spreadsheets are amazing. Anyone who tells me that Excel is a stupid program and they can't use it, dead to me.
Greggles,
Excel, more like Ex-Hell.
Greggles, what dead do me, you Letzy. Do with your spreadsheets? Because they're just there, boxes, blank, typing, I don't... What do you do?
Basically, it does my maths for me. That's how I got my degree.
Ah, that's why I don't use it.
I owe it all to Excel. It's basically just a giant calculator. So for anyone who's not good at maths, they look at it and go, I have no idea what that does. But it's all just like... codes and formulas and equations and stuff like that. Yeah. It's good for me. You good there, Letzy?
I just fell asleep.
You awake? You
I
still
just
awake?
I fell asleep for what you were talking about there.
I heard numbers and I tuned out. Sorry, Greg. We're glad you really like your spreadsheets. Well done.
I'm celebrating World Spreadsheet Day. The rest of you can go.
Next.
The Logan Files.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, let's dive in into the Logan Files, which is basically just fun stories about my boyfriend. This one today happened a little while ago. He rang me just randomly in the morning when I wasn't even out of bed. I was still in bed and I get a phone call. And the first thing he says as soon as I answered the phone was, I'm sorry. Like, what? What are you sorry for? He's like, I don't know, but whatever I did, I'm sorry. Like, why? What have you done? What are you feeling guilty for? He's like, I don't know, but why are you ignoring me?
Is it is your boyfriend secretly Justin Bieber?
No, he's not. No, he wasn't singing it. He was just saying it. Can't sing. Actually, no, he can. So anyway, he asked, he said, keeps apologizing. I'm like, why would you think you need to apologize? He's like, well, I've been sending you messages all morning and you've been reading them and you haven't been responding. Like, no, you haven't. I haven't looked at that. Sure enough, I open up my phone on Facebook. There's a whole bunch of messages that he sent me that I had read. And he showed me them. He's like, yeah, it said it was red at this time. I'm like, oh, I wasn't doing that. Turns out I did it in my sleep. The whole time I was asleep, had no idea who was messaging me, and I was reading the messages because I woke up with my phone in bed with me. It was on charge and it was next to me in bed. I'm like, I've clearly done this in my sleep. I'm so sorry. And when he was telling one of his workmates that I was leaving him on red, he's like, you need to call now and apologize because that's what my wife does to me when I'm in the doghouse and I don't know it yet. She just leaves me on red on Facebook.
Good advice, actually.
I think
really
it's terrible advice. I think that guy has a bit of a messed up marriage.
Yeah, but
call and apologize. Absolutely, best thing you can do.
He says that's what he does. As soon as his wife leaves him on red, he calls and apologizes. No matter, he doesn't even know what he's done, but he calls and apologizes. I'm like, nah.
Take note, every man out there.
But it's actually somewhat of a common thing because I've done this before as well. I haven't been called and people saying sorry, but like I've made messages unread as well, and I'm like, why is that unread? I never actually looked at that.
You sleep like, read?
Yeah,
so absolutely. Do I.
Apparently. Like in the morning, like if you get a message, you just wake up and it's been read, and it's like, what?
Yep, I don't think I've ever done it before. This is a one-time thing, but I'm worried now I'm going to do it again. But
I don't sleep read. I sleep talk. I have been known to sit up right and straight in bed and go, watch out for the pumpkins, and then go right back to sleep again.
Usually I just snore.
Millie, Greg, and Letzi.
Next.
Beauty and the Brain.
Yes, we've tested out both Greg and Millie's brains the last few days. Currently the score is 2-1 in favor of Greg. So he's up. Greg is up by a point. Today we've been testing out brains because we've got to find who's the most beautiful and brainy. Today we're going to test beauty. We test our brains, and the challenge is to take a selfie in the studio that has to be up by the end of the next song. Whoever's is the most liked by this time tomorrow
wins.
You win this round. Yeah. You win this round.
I have been talking a good game since we started doing this, that I was the beauty. So now it's time to put up or shut up. I've got to prove that I am the beauty.
You did ask me what Facetune was, because of course we're allowed to use Facetune.
You can use filters, Snapseed, whatever you want to use.
All the tools in my arsenal. How do you go with filters and things like that?
I have no selfie game whatsoever. I avoid taking photos of myself where I can. You want to see? Let me pull up my Instagram quickly. I'll see how many photos I've actually got, and I think most of them are not of me.
My technique is up high, avoid the double chin. I've sort of got a half smile, half sort of teeth bare, but not too much because you don't want to like stretch out your lips too much. You still want there to be some lips. So it's, and then you've got to squint. It's all about the schmize, the smiling through the eyes. And statistically, squinting, you actually look more confident.
Well,
with your squinting, I mean, let me be clear, squinting with your bottom lids, not your top lids. Don't look ugly in that. Come on.
Well, Greg,
a few techniques I've got there. Greg, how do you go?
But Greg, you've been talking yourself up all week.
Yeah, I know, because I am beautiful. Yeah, but I'm not like Insta famous or anything anymore. I have 11 posts on Instagram since I created my account. Let's see, back in 2016.
How many followers?
Followers? 96. I haven't even cracked 100 yet. And I'm following 265, so it's not effective, you know, when you follow someone and they follow you back. That's not even working. Mm. 4 of them have my face in them. Out of my 11 posts, I have 4 with my face.
Wow.
So I definitely am not a selfie person.
Well, they're going up on our Instagram very soon. Millie versus Greg, whoever's post has the most likes by this time tomorrow will win the beauty section of Beauty and the Brain. Good luck, guys.
Next, the sweet spot.
Millie, Greg, and Leslie driving you home. And if you jump on our Instagram at Afters Radio, Beauty and the Brain, we're in the beauty segment. Who has got the best selfie game? Is it Greg? Is it Millie? Whoever has the most likes by this time tomorrow wins.
Yeah, it's going to be me. It's pretty obvious. It's 100% going to be me. I'm proud of my selfie.
You were literally just talking that you had no selfie game whatsoever.
No, but
before
it's going to be me. It's absolutely going to be me.
Okay.
What is today? Millie?
Today is Forgive Your Ex Day. Dun, dun, dun.
It's also Spreadsheet Day. I wonder if, Greg, you've ever forgiven a spreadsheet.
My spreadsheet ex? No. I'm still together with spreadsheets. It's not my ex.
Someone in the US hasn't received the message about Forgive Your Ex Day. In a dramatic case of revenge, someone has bit off their ex's finger and then they posted photos of the disembodied digit on Facebook before throwing it away.
If my selfie doesn't get more likes than that finger did, I'll be very annoyed.
But we've actually got producer Brooke in the studio.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi. Hey, so I feel like I've got a story here for you guys, because I actually came across one of my exes on Tinder. So I was doing a little swipe and came across him, and I'm like, oh no. So what do you think I did? Do you think I swiped on him?
I would. Yeah, yes. Knowing you, yeah.
I think you did.
No, instead I reported him for being
Warning, inappropriate content. Oh. Back on air in...
You cannot say that. You cannot say that on
air. Sorry about that. We just had to use the dump button there.
No.
Producer Brooke.
No. Oh, sorry, naughty, I'm naughty. Just very passionate about it.
You can't be saying that.
Millie, Greg and Letzi. Next.
Guys, how old do you guys think you look?
Oh, I like to think I'm evergreen and youthful. Ooh.
Greg?
I think I look about right. About normal.
Well, I'm blind and I have this app on my phone that describes photos. It's actually pretty detailed. It can get hair color and age and sort of also facial expressions as well. So I thought this would be a fun idea. Well, let's put the rest of the team through, Greg, Millie and producer Brooke. And it yielded some interesting results. First of all, it said, Millie, I ran you through it.
Oh, yes.
30-year-old woman with brown hair looking happy.
Oh, well, got the age wrong, but I like that it says I'm happy. And I'd just like to say it missed the really expensive balayage I have in my hair, okay?
It's not quite that detailed.
That was $100, like lots of hundreds of dollars worth of treatment in my hair, and it missed it, okay? Balayage. To your lap machine there, well, thank you. But it's nice that it said I looked happy.
Well, Brooke, run hair through it as well. 25-year-old woman, producer Brooke, 25-year-old woman, black hair looking neutral. Looking neutral, whatever that means. But the age is wrong there too. But Greg, this is probably the funniest, I reckon. 28-year-old man with brown hair looking neutral. 28-year-old 28. Man. And how old are
he
you,
He is
Greg?
Not 28.
25. That's added, putting me beyond my years. That's not nice.
It's counting up your wrinkles.
Is there anyone else in the photo with me? You sure I wasn't looking at someone else?
No, it was definitely you.
No.
Guarantee it. But this actually happens a fair bit. Like, it's happened to me a few times. Like, I'm 22. I guess it's not that much older than 18, but when I go to the Bottle-O, I still get people checking for ID or the pub or wherever. And people, but it's weird because some people think I'm younger, but some people also think I'm like 25 or something. So I get both ways. It's really weird.
Yeah, you were hard to tell when we first met. I wasn't sure how old you were.
You're a chameleon.
Yeah, you could pass for either, I reckon.
Interesting.
If you're an actor, that would be a very handy skill.
But give us a call. When has your age been mistaken? 9805667 is a number. When has your age been mistaken? Because I reckon it's happened to a lot of us.
Next, the sweet spot.
Yes, Blue Juice. Yes, indeed. I am blind and I have an app that describes photos, and it even says things, facial expressions, age, hair color, all that sort of stuff. And it said Millie was 30 years old, producer Brooke 25, and funniest of all, Greg was 28. Obviously, Greg
very wrong.
Younger.
I'm not happy about it.
It's the wrinkles.
What wrinkles? Shut your face. I usually get mistaken for younger. Now that I think about it, usually I get mistaken for younger. But we want to know on 9805667, when has your age been mistaken? Jess from Blacktown, when did someone get your age wrong?
Oh, I love it lately. I'm nearly 30 and I'm still getting carded when I go buy alcohol as if I'm a teenager. And I honestly keep it coming. I want to be 50 and still getting my ID check.
So how often is this happening? Like, how often are you being carded?
As often as it is that I buy alcohol. Pretty much every time, and especially if I go into like a pub or a club, and I go up to the to buy something, even though I've already had my ID checked me in there, they'll still double check it.
Do you ever get offended when they don't ask you for ID?
A little, but it hasn't happened in so long that I'm kind of like, all right, maybe your eyes aren't working.
Maybe they're not. Thanks, Jess, for that.
Reminds me of a story that my mum loves to retell. She was 30, had given birth to me by then, and she was carded trying to get into a pub. They thought she was under 18. And she absolutely loves that story. She tells us at every opportunity. Well, I was still carded, even though I was a mum, over 30.
Well, she was 30, not over 30. Oh, I guess that sort of is over 30.
30 in a day. So. We'll count, shall we, Letzy?
Next.
Millie, Greg and Letzy driving you home on Next.
So last night, producer Brooke and I managed to go undercover after we entered a whole bunch of different radio competitions from some of our competitors. So we went undercover when we got tickets to Fitzy and Whipper's school formal from Nova. Brooke joins us in the studio now.
Hello.
Producer Brooke.
Hello. So we're feeling a little bit cheeky, entered some competitions, and we thought, you know what, why not just go to this? But we wanted to see if we could actually get them on Next, any of the Nova employees.
Yeah. Obviously, there's a hierarchy, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
We're aiming for as big as we could, and, well, we pulled it off. We were going to make it a competition, but we worked together.
We did. So initially, we were going to say, okay, let's split up. We've got to do this. We've got to have some tactics here. We're going to split up and just talk around and just be like, hey, you know, can you say Next? Can you say the sweet spot? But then we're just like, hold on, two brains are better than one.
Mm-hmm.
So we joined forces and look who we managed to get.
G'day, guys. This is Fitzy, and you're listening to the sweet spot on Next.
Oh, how good is that?
Yeah. Yep. Fitzy!
We got him to do our promo for us.
It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, Nova, turns out they love Next.
The big fish himself.
Oh, that's brilliant. How good
well
is that?
Well done, guys. Did you take any awkward prom photos?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely, we did. Absolutely. We just, you know what, between the slow dance and the photo booth, we just couldn't get away from the camera.
Yeah, Brooke was so handsy all night. Oh, all over me.
I can't help myself.
I hate when that happens.
See? Because I'm so pretty and I'm going to win Beauty and the Brain.
Millie, Greg and Letzy. Next.
So good producer team. Brooke, dumbest smart person, is about to move house. And as part of her strategy of moving less things with her, she started to really cut down on the food left in her pantry and fridge.
As you do when you move house, because you don't want to be moving food around because that's just annoying.
And the worst part about it is that she's got a terrible diet as it is. She really only eats bland beige food. I swear I haven't seen her eat anything but cheese, chickeny, macaroni and cheese this whole week.
Yeah, she loves her chicken. Chicken and mac and cheese. Chicken nuggets and mac and cheese is probably the main staples of her diet.
And she peels off the skin from the chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
What?
Who does that?
Yes. Weird. Have you ever been to Macca's with her, Greggles?
No.
Yeah, don't. It's creepy.
I think I've been to Macca's for breakfast, but I don't think I've seen her peel skin off nuggets before. That's a new one.
I'm a vegetarian, but even I know that's not how you eat nuggets. So she's making us a mystery box. This is her challenge to us, where we have to make a complete meal and eat it. Oh, I didn't agree to that. Using only a microwave with the leftover random assortments of things she's got left in her pantry. I don't trust that any of those will actually be in date.
Probably not, no. I don't trust Brooke to have actually checked what food she eats because if it's still white, she'll eat it. As long as it's not gone green.
She doesn't eat green things.
Yeah, she won't eat the greens.
Nothing coloured.
Actually, to be fair, I think I actually have seen her eat lettuce once. So, to
be
fair.
Was it a dare?
No.
Was it by mistake?
It might have been my mistake, actually.
I've literally seen her pick around in a noodle sort of Thai dish. She'll literally pick around anything that isn't bland and just pick out the noodles. That takes dedication.
She needs to explore the world just a wee bit.
Oh, I wouldn't want to go traveling with her. Imagine where's the nearest Macca's? I can only eat that.
So how's this going to work here? Let's just go through this.
So she's making us a mystery box with the random things she's going to find left over in her fridge, may or may not be in and out of date. And tomorrow we have to put it all together and make a meal, but we've only got the microwave.
I'm
soup.
I'm gone.
Let's see, usually a good cook?
I'm not horrible. I'm not too bad, but I'm not amazing either. But I don't really use a microwave that much. Like, I'm used to using, like, you know, pans and things like that. And I love a good air fryer too. I got an air fryer recently. It's great.
Oh, lovely. My mum would be totally against this challenge. She thinks that microwaves give us cancer.
Right. So this is happening tomorrow, is it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'm worried. I am really worried. Disaster Chef happening tomorrow. Millie, Greg and Letzi.
Next. The Sweet Spot.
Thanks for listening to the Millie, Greg and Letzi podcast. Tune in weekdays, 3 to 5.30 on Next.
Next.
All right, that's going to need a bit of editing, isn't it?